call to order for the Town of Montville Finance Committee meeting, special meeting for Tuesday, November 26, 2024. Please join me in a pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, at this time, I'd like to have remarks from the public relating to matters on the agenda, our special agenda with a 3-minute limit. Remarks from the public relating to matters on the special agenda with a 3-minute limit. And I'm gonna go one more time. Remarks from the public relating to matters on the agenda with the 3-minute limit. Right, hearing none, moving on. Minutes. Do we have any minutes? Approval of the minutes from the October 29th, 2024 special meeting.
So moved.
And discussion?
I didn't pick up anything.
All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. That's 2-0 in favor. Agenda items, discussion of the current year-to-date Munis report. Thank you for printing these out for us. And if you want to
evening, everybody. So similar to the last time I presented these, I have highlighted in your packets any areas of concern that are currently in the negative in orange. Some of them will go into more detail than others. As you can see there on page one, account 10340520046, labor and employment matters under legal services. I won't go too deep into that, as I know that's another item on the agenda that will be taken care of. So if we move on from there,
next question before we move on, let's talk about the community booklet. There was $10,000 year to date. We've spent $6,290, and there's $3,700 left. Maybe it's a question for the mayor. The community booklet. It's
community booklet, page one.
53014. It's under the town council.
Why is that saying 100%?
So there's enough money in there to do the next community booklet, and looks like we've done two so far, or one?
One. And the second one is printing now.
And will there be three?
There'll be three. And there'll be money in their special revenue between the 3 years of the departments to cover that.
So we're doing 3 a year?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Patrick.
Yeah, no problem. Of course. So the next account I have highlighted is on page three of your packet. It's in the center. It's the finance department account 10410511100. It's overtime for the finance department. This is currently overspent by $334.85. This was a pre-approved overtime by the mayor. This was the assessor's office. They requested overtime in advance to work on the grant list. So that account is overspent, but that will be covered. The finance department will be transferring money out of tax refunds where we currently have a surplus to cover that. It won't be an issue moving forward.
So do you anticipate, now that the assessment's done, I know we had some personnel changes, do we anticipate that changing throughout the year, or do we need to supplement this at any point?
I don't have anything that I'm anticipating at the moment. I would say we are going to be entering the next tax season coming up in January, and we will have, of course, a new assistant tax collector and possibly a new tax collector at that time. So it's possible there may be some overtime needed at that point, but nothing I would think to an extreme like we might have faced back in July, that first tax season.
Well, with that said, let's go back up to the tax. Which one of these is the assistant tax collector? Is it the tax collector salary?
Yes, the tax collection salaries merges both.
So both there should be some money left over in that, correct? Because we did not have a tax collector for a while, or the assistant tax collector.
That's correct.
So correct. Let us know what the upside of that is.
Sure.
Make it maybe move down some money, right?
You follow me on that logic?
I do, yeah.
All right.
I do.
I just want to make sure that we have money that hasn't been spent, a line item. Maybe we can utilize it if we need to.
Yep, I understand.
May I just comment on that?
Absolutely.
The person that's working in the office is working almost full time, but her hour, what we're paying her as a consultant is higher than the tax, slightly higher than the tax collector would have been paid. But we were, as you said, without that assistance. So that is going to be some savings right there. So it's not going to be a straight budget.
Right. I understand. I just want to see where we are. I mean, it could be a little, it could be a lot. I just want to get that clarified and utilize that money if we can.
Oh, and I might add, too, until we get a tax collector hired, then that's not going to be easy. After the holidays, the person who's working as tax collector would like to reduce her hours. And once we have a new assistant in, who's starting in December, she's already worked in there, she's from the assessor's office. Once she's up to speed, the fill-in person will probably come back for hours. And until we get someone hired, she'll probably continue to come back for her hours and be more of, an assistant to the assistant.
So yeah, we'll work out all the details. I think that'll be a conversation, and just give us the summary of that, you know.
Well, these yellow items are the items you are going to work out, correct? These are the items that you're going to look at and you get them squared away, correct?
What's that?
The yellow items, the items that we're looking at are going to be looked at and taken care of. So the next time around, we shouldn't be just seeing the same thing.
But we'll have to, because that'll be an interdepartmental.
Yeah,
that'll be an interdepartmental transfer. All right.
All right. So moving on to page 4. Top of page 4, we have account 10425-52024. This is an account we discussed last time. This is our insurance premiums for our liability insurance that is over by the 69869.80. As we discussed last time, that was just increases to the insurance rates that were far higher than anticipated.
What's the plan for that? Are we just need to supplement that with contingency, or are we going to try to take that from another source?
That's page 4.
Top of page 4. It's
other insurance.
Unless you really don't like to see the negatives, you could just go ahead and do it from contingency now.
We're not expecting that to go up increase anymore this year, right?
Not that my research shows, no.
So we need to do that with a motion? But that, do we need a town council vote to go from, yeah. So make a recommendation to the town council that we take $69,000 from contingency, from whatever that line item is, to line item 10425-5204, other insurance. It's a motion.
In favor.
I'll say so moved.
I'll make that motion.
Yeah, so moved. We're going to send it up to town council.
Yeah.
So all in favor?
Aye.
So for our next town council meeting, if we could have that language so we can do that with a resolution.
Understood.
And is it $69,000 or is it $39,000?
It's $69,000. The Department of Municipal Insurance is $39,000 because the insurance reimbursement account is still under budget $30,000. So that's just that math being done. But we know expense is going to be going into that account, so it won't cover this.
I see.
Yep.
So it is $69,000.
It is $69,000. Yep.
All right. Moving on. Thank you.
No problem. All right. So further down on that page, we have the rounding issue on account 10450-52111, the 2017 leasing purchase. As we talked about last time, the amortization schedule prepared by the previous treasurer had that rounding issue on it. So that's over budget by 14 cents. If you continue on to the next page, page 5, you'll see a very similar issue with...
Do you want to resolve any of these or just let them be?
I researched these at the request of the committee last time, and there will be no further action on okay. these accounts, so I'm ready to recommend we take from contingency to cover those.
I agree. So...
Yep. I would say the same with if you go to page 5, there's another small rounding error. And then on account 10460-52111, the 2017 leasing purchase, that's over budget by $812. That's another one we discussed last time, an error in the amortization schedule prepared to the previous treasurer, missed one half of the insurance payment. Again, there'll be no further action on that account either, so I also would recommend that come from contingency in this as well.
All right, so for those three items, Councilor Jaskiewicz, let's recommend sending that to town council to be...
I'll make a motion. We send them three items to the town council.
Right. I agree. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Cindy, did you catch all that? All right. Just want to make sure you...
All right.
And do you have the same highlighted Munis report? If not, you can have mine. All right. You have that, but it's highlighted. So you'll be able to reference it. Okay. Just make sure you got the numbers right.
All right, so next up on page 8. The social services account, 10720-51100, social services overtime. They have a budget of $500. They have currently spent $502.87, putting them over budget $2.87. I don't recommend any action here at this committee, but I have spoken to Kathy Doherty Peck. I spoke with her this morning, let her know that she is at capacity at that overtime, and that if she anticipates any more, she will need to prepare for some sort of transfer or additional fund
request. For the time being, I think she should take a interdepartmental transfer from one of her other accounts to pay for that.
Yep, she is aware. She's working on that. Right. Called her today. The next account I have flagged is on page 13. I don't have a lot of further discussion on this account. It's account 10880, fire protection overtime. I know that is something that is currently being worked on and has been discussed.
Right. This has to do with the scheduling.
That's correct.
And so that's... So our recommendation is at some point we got to resolve that. So when how much has it been going up since we went over? Is it plateaued out? I was kind of told that as we got into the fall winter that the overtime would subside a little bit, but we also have that other firefighter that came online.
Mm-hmm.
So have we seen any?
We have seen a little bit of a subside in that the estimated amount we were looking at was about $100,000 per quarter in firefighter overtime, but here we are towards the end of November and we're only over an additional the 40,000. So there has been a slight drop off. Yes.
Right. So the new firefighter has made a difference to the overtime. And I think, Mayor, we're looking at...
We'll make an impact on it. We're still looking at $100,000 per quarter.
Okay, well, but I think... Well, I'm not trying to contradict what Patrick's saying, but are we online to... We put out to... For the second fireman that's been out, so... So let everybody know that the sooner we get the second firefighter online, trained, and on schedule, it'll further plateau out the overtime.
Yes.
Right.
That's correct.
So, all right, so we'll watch that, and at some point we'll have to adjust that. I don't know when that recommendation is. When should we do that?
I would recommend we make any sort of formal adjustment probably sometime in quarter three. after the new year.
Okay, that sounds good.
All right, moving on to page 14. Account Public Safety Building, account 10890-52011, the building maintenance account. Budget of $8,000. They are currently overspent by $720. This was also on last committee, but at the committee's request, I did further research into this, met with Whitney from AP when we went over it together. And the driving force behind this one is the budgets for all building maintenance accounts, the 52011s across all the town, pretty much remained flat from last year to this year, but the price increases have gone higher than expected. I mean, even just in what hits that account for public building maintenance is the haulers bill for the dumpsters, pest control, and the water coolers, the water, the cooler rentals, the delivery fees, and we have been even told that the water, like the water alone, for example, in the coming new year, that's going to go up $4 per jug, the rental fees going up, the delivery fees going up. So this is just a price increase.
So some of the, for this, I'm just going to, so the water, that's a 5-gallon type water dispenser type of thing?
Yep, standard office water cooler.
I know where I worked at Electric Boat, they were faced with the same thing. They were looking at literally hundreds of thousands of dollars a month, and so they went with the online water filters. It's actually a better quality of water, and it was actually a big cost savings. So mm-hmm. I don't know if that's an application here, but what's the major driver in maintenance other than water? I know you looked into it.
It's the dumpster fees in that account specifically.
So we have a. So what's going on at the public safety building that we need so many dumpsters? Maybe you can answer that. I'll look over your shoulder.
I did have a discussion the other day with the Public Works Director. We only have a trash dumpster and a recycling dumpster. I did have a conversation with him that we can eliminate our recycling dumpster in the aspect of the custodial staff 99% of the time removes the recycling in their vehicles and brings it to the transfer stations themselves.
That sounds wonderful. So if we could do that.
We had that conversation, and I believe, I'm trying to remember the number that the Public Works Director told me. I want to say it was $200 a month we would save just by removing that dumpster. The trash dumpster, unfortunately, obviously has to stay, but that's just nothing more than I can only assume.
Is it a special dumpster?
Like, no, sir. It's just a regular rear loader.
All right. So we haven't spent all the money yet, right? We still have $3,000 left.
That's correct. We still have, actually in that account, we have $5,387 in encumbrance. So that's reserved through POs for different vendors. But it is not spent money. It's just reserved.
Got it. So right now, so these POs, will that carry us out throughout the rest of the year? Or we need to look at this further?
We hope it would carry us out for the rest of the year, but again, with a lot of these are increasing their prices come the new year, so I can't say with confidence that they will carry us out to the new year, but I can say it with hope.
All right. Well, let's see if we can take it for another line item. If not, we got to make an adjustment, and maybe we'll look at that first of the year or in January.
Yeah, absolutely, especially if we reduce the dumpster fees, we can look at other options.
All right.
That is kind of odd. I don't know if we have the Public Works gentleman here, Chair, but maybe just wondering why we don't use the transfer station for trash removal. Is it just too hard to do, or? No, I can understand. I just wondered.
So that is all the current accounts that I have flagged as in the negative at this time.
All right. Well, we're Councilor Jessica and myself, we want to have a. We're going to start looking at this in a little more detail. I need some nighttime reading. So
sure.
But I just want to get a feel of where we're at, where we're going, and we made some adjustments tonight. So I think that's good. Not to burden you, but if there's any accounts that are looking like they're underspent, I would like to know those in the future.
Sure.
See what's going on. Because Councilor Deskowitz and myself, we're going to start hitting the budget here early. And we need to start getting everything ready. We want to start seeing where we can either have a savings or we got to make adjustments or whatever.
Great.
All right. Any questions, Councilor Deskowitz?
All right. Thank you.
Okay, right now we have a motion to send the town council to revise the special duty administrative fees. I've always referred to this as private duty, and right now it's we don't have anything to say, so it's really just going to be discussion and then make a motion to do that. So
we got anybody that could talk about that?
Please. Good evening. Talking about the private duty, the cost really has to be adjusted regardless, because the tentative agreement that the town has with the local police union would see a wage increase anyway. So it's going to have to go up. But we have talked about the administrative fees and the fees for utilizing the cruiser. Right now, the town of Montville, for an hourly rate, they charge the contractor $79.05 an hour. There's $20 per hour for the vehicle, and then a 10% administrative fee, which is a total per hour of $108.95. I don't think that we're the highest, or I know we're not the highest. I don't know that we're the lowest either. Just to get some comparatives, I contacted Ledyard Police. Their hourly rate, it's not broken down like ours, but a police officer with a cruiser is $129.48. The city of New London charges a 30% administrative fee, and they also charge $75 an hour for the cruiser, so their hourly rate is $205. I think that would severely affect some of our contractors that hire the police officers. I don't disagree that we can adjust the administrative fees and potentially the cruiser fees to a little bit something that's the town can recoup some of their money on. So. My suggestion that the price of the cruiser go up at least $20 an hour to $40 an hour, and whatever the council or the
$40 an hour.
I was thinking more like 50. I brought this up to Lieutenant Radford at the budget about the cost of the wear and tear on the vehicle. I mean, when I first got on the town council, we could buy a police car for $35,000. You know, and it would be outfitted with whatever, and then the SUVs, they were $40,000-$50,000, right? And today, I don't know, we don't even use the patrol cars anymore. We just go straight to SUVs.
They don't even make the patrol cars anymore.
Right, so it's like $80,000 or whatever it is for a vehicle today. That beats our standard, you know. So, you know, those types of things really weigh in, especially when we have, you know, our badge vehicles and the way we do our business. I think we're going to have to really look at that hard, and I was thinking more like $50 an hour on that. And just to let everybody know that one of the things I was talking to Chief Blanchett about is if it's a state road, it's mandatory they have a police car with lights and a police officer there for state road work. It's not necessarily required for town roads. But there is one part that I'd like to probably send a TARP is, I think there's certain town roads that I think meet almost a state road requirement. heavily traveled road like Raymond Hill Road, Fitch Hill Road, Old Colchester Road, all those roads, those are, you know, we have some work done on there. I think we need, you know, because it is nice to have that, I think it's for a safer environment now, especially for nighttime work or something like that. So I don't want to, but anyway, that's something we'll talk about later, but I just want to put it out there. I think that the town road requirement, I just want everybody to know this, it's not a given right now that we have a police car on the town road. Is that correct?
It's not a given. However, when they do call, we find out where they're working and the scope of their work, and there are times we do mandate them on town roads. Good. Depending on where they're at and what they're doing.
Okay, so you look at that?
Yes, we do. We take every case individually.
So,
and we also, I have no hesitation of shutting down any crew that's not following the rules. We do it.
That's good, but I'd also like to have it from maybe the town side saying that, you know, kind of take that pressure off you that if it is a busy road, we have that on there, you know, if it's applicable, you know, for safety purposes.
If they define the road specifically, absolutely.
Yeah, so that's another side. I'm sorry I digressed on that, but I just wanted to point out that it's not a given. And then obviously when you go private duty for another town, you know, that's, or obviously they already requested it. They're asking for it or whatever to help out. So, but I gave you these rates from another town, from New London. Do you agree with these rates for New London that were sent to you, or do you disagree with these?
I think they're,
because they're.
I think they priced themselves into a little bit of a corner here. I think that the $75 an hour is a little excessive.
Oh, yeah. But
again,
what about
we're putting that price tag onto the contractors, and I'm all about having the cops working the jobs, and I'm all about having the town make a little bit of money off it. But I just don't want to put that, again, the price of all the jobs are now going to have to be bid with these new rates. So eventually it's coming back to us anyway.
So, yeah, I do agree with that philosophy. At the same time, whenever we're asked to do assistance, some of those jobs are very expensive.
They are.
And so, you know, but looking at the one officer 4 hours, that's $400, and then an admin rate of 30%. Are those in line with what you were suggesting?
I was looking at whatever the contractually agreed upon road job price is. And again, my original thought, but you're going with $50 an hour for the car, and our administrative fee, I'm not sure, you know, what the administrative job is as far as for finance, but there, if that needs to go up, that can go up.
Well, it's
yeah.
Oh, you think 50 is fair enough?
Yeah, we settled on a 50, but I'm looking at these other time elements.
Yeah, I think
we do need to go up, because I think looking at it in retrospect, when we looked at it last year or a year and a half ago, when we looked at it, I just felt like we were just breaking even, which is fine. But now we're looking at a situation where I think, you know, Patrick was just talking about all these things going up, fuel, everything else. So, you know, we don't have that included. And also wear and tear on the vehicle, you know.
It should be a percentage, right? Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if we're ready. I was ready tonight to kind of adopt these rates very similar to what New London has. And they did this in 2022. So
so to charge $100 an hour for the officer?
Basically, yeah. But it would be a four-hour and eight-hour increments. And then after 8 hours, it goes to $100 an hour. So it's the same rate. It's just, it looks like they, you know, it's either a four-hour or an eight-hour block. I think that's the way I read this.
But anything over 4 hours becomes an eight-hour job.
Right. Right. Because it's basically, you're going to have to, that's a whole schedule is 8 hours.
Yes.
I think it's actually longer than that for your schedules, right? It's not an eight-hour shift, right?
Our regular shift is nine hours and 10
right,
minutes.
So, all right, so I would like to move that we kind of adopt these numbers, you know, instead of the, and then it's $50 per hour for a vehicle.
And then would that increase the 10% administrative fee on top of that?
Well, the, if you read this, are you looking at the New London one?
I'm looking at New London's and I'm looking at ours. So New London's got the 30% administrative fee built in.
Right.
So if it's $100 an hour for the officer and 30% fee on top of that, again, their total is $205 an hour for the cop and the car. We're right now at $108.95. I think, again, my opinion, but $205 is on the very, very high scale. You know, if you're going $100 an hour for the cop, who's going to get whatever their overtime rate is, and then $50 an hour in the car, to increase the administrative fee as well would kind of put it over the top.
Well, maybe we're not there yet, so maybe we can look at this a little bit more. And but I would like to seriously look at this because I think, you know, I just go back to the price of cars and price of fuel, price of everything. It adds up. And you can see where, you know, just today, insurance, our insurance went up for liability, $69,000. And somewhere in there is the police department.
Yep.
You know, so we got to start looking at these especially from a higher level because, and I'm not saying we're give our services away, but we got to look at it from a real practical standpoint at some point. So it looks like we're not there tonight. So I think we need to.
I think
we need to come somewhere. It's going to be more than probably what we have now. I think we're going to.
Oh, 100%.
So
absolutely. The only thing I wanted to say is that I just keep in mind that the officer's actual pay rate is contractual, and I don't know yet what it is with this new TA. So if you want to make a difference, you know, beyond like let's say New London's is $100 an hour per officer. If you want to come somewhere near that, it's going to have to be an administrator's fees to make up that difference. If that makes sense.
Well, that's what we were doing. We were bringing up the
30%. Right, no, but you were talking like New London's out. That's their officer gets $100 an hour, then administrative fees. We're only in the 60s and with administrative fees.
Okay.
If you understand what I'm saying, just to make up any difference beyond, you know, similar to New London.
Well, that's what I was proposing, unless I'm reading you wrong, but I would like to, I was prepared tonight to go to these numbers other than the 75 go to $50 per hour, but follow these numbers. But I think from what I hear, Chief Blanchett say
no,
that.
No, no, I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm, you know, again, if we're looking at, and I don't want to belabor this, if we're looking at raising the price that the town gets to $100 an hour, I don't think that's, you know, that's completely fair. And if we're putting the car at $50 an hour, but it's my understanding that you're looking to raise the administrative fee on top of that. And I think that's going to put us right up about $170, $180 an hour, which I think is going to be, again, on the higher end. If we're looking at $150 an hour total, I would say that that would be.
I mean, last year we did, what, 400,000 something and change?
Yep.
So.
Again, at the end of the day, if you go to the price that you want and the contractor wants to have a police officer there, they're going to pay it. So.
That's right. I'm just looking at the overall.
Yep.
Right now, we've got a maturing police department. We have a lot of costs, and this may be a way to help thwart some of those costs.
Could they eventually bring in their own guy?
Well, not on state roads. That's
not
the thing.
State, okay.
Not on state roads. But, not, you know, even nowadays, they're...
On town roads, some of these guys do that, don't
they?
Yeah,
and sometimes they're already hiring private flaggers, you know, AWP or... You know, these other companies that are out there doing traffic control.
That's why I was going to send that to TARP, not to cut you off, Chief, but on busy roads that we deem are like a state road, we could say certain roads have to have a Mobile police officer on it if they're going to be, you know, blocking the road. And I think that's something we ought to consider.
I think the Chief come up with it. You've done a lot of work on this, Chief?
Well, I don't want to say a lot of work, but I've done a little bit of research on it.
About that. Well, I don't
think we're polishing the cannonball on this one,
but
I think I would like to put this aside tonight and just look at it and come up with some numbers that are a little better than what we're doing right this second.
Absolutely.
Right. So I'll lean on you to talk to the finance department and get those, you know, prettied up.
What the administrative fees are and where they should go. So I can certainly
Right, because I, like I said, I think, you know, just breaking even sounds great, and we're saving the contractors money, but at the same time, our liability's going up,
yep.
our maintenance costs, our vehicles are more expensive,
yeah, that's right.
and quite frankly, our police officers deservedly are getting paid more, so I think we're going to have to, you know, put that in there as well. So I think it's, we looked at it about a year and a half ago, and it looked good, but I think we need to do a little better on this.
I will.
It's a new contract thing, but that.
Not yet. It's not signed.
If you want to forward it to the town council for a vote, I can have something for you early next week, and then you can.
Okay.
Put Sounds it on good the, to me.
Yeah, as long as we're somewhere in between these, I guess we're
there. Absolutely. I can get some.
All right.
Some
so fun. I make a motion to. Send to the town council a revision to the special duty administration fees.
So moved. Aye.
Aye. So Patrick, that and Barbara, that'll be coming to you for some kind of, because I think what Barbara was showing me, there's some other stuff in there too that we may need to adjust when it comes to town council. So. And I would like to recommend to TARP that we start looking at high traveled roads, have it managed where we have police.
Okay, I'll get together with
them. Yeah, the only thing that I would just add, I'm all for having it in writing, because you know, it makes it a lot easier for us, like you said. We just got to keep in mind that you got to make sure that there's wording in there that basically we have the first right of refusal, because if we're straight out, we can't fill the job.
Right, but I think
as long as that's incorporated as the back channel for us.
I do agree with that, but I also look at it as if it's scheduled maintenance, scheduled this, they could go to East Lyme and get a police officer and get that same thing. Right. It's like, but I don't know. I'm just saying.
We have an MOU with Colchester and East Lyme that will provide them with police officers. We don't have it reciprocal because we haven't needed it.
Okay.
To help them out.
Well, I'm just saying, that I don't want to, if that's what we need to do, I guess we'll do it. But I just want to make sure that we're insulated because, you know,
right.
if you want it writing, it's either, you know, if it is discretionary, hey, we have first right refusal. But I think we may want to have it that they need to have somebody there just for consistency. You know, that's all I'm saying.
No, they always need flaggers. The state road is always police. If we are totally tapped out, there's just no way we can give it off, so we try and get them to reschedule at first, and if they can't, depending on what and where the job is, we may let them use a flagger, which is very rare on a state road. However, on the back roads, we do allow that.
Right.
It's a feasible area.
But I'm just really looking at, you know, Raymond Hill, Fitch Hill, Old Colchester Road, those are, the speed on that road, and when there's, you know, you come around these corners, and suddenly there's, just a flagger there. Happened to me the other day. There was, they were literally in a blind spot, and it was cars coming, and it was, you know.
Right. I absolutely agree with you. I'm just trying to be, I guess, be on the side of caution, because we could run into union issues, because we can't mandate for road jobs. We can mandate for patrol, but we can't mandate for road jobs. So if we have that clause in there that you need a cop on these roads unless we are 100% available and tell you you don't have to have one.
Right.
It's an out, so that's all I'm saying.
I think for emergency it's good, but if it's scheduled, they need to schedule it around your schedule.
That's what we typically go for.
Yeah, so I, that's well point well taken, and hopefully in TARP you guys can discuss that and get that ironed out.
Absolutely.
All right. And I think Councilor Karen has something to say or wants to say.
I just really want to talk beyond the teeth. I really did. Councilman Billy Karen, 71 Dairy Hill Road, Uncasville, Connecticut. I agree with the chief and the lieutenant and the distinguished board here. If we could definitely look at that, but we also have to think that the contract that will hopefully be agreeing to very soon will probably have an increase, I believe.
so that we'll hopefully by the time the council gets it in our next council meeting, we could probably make that decision on the increasing the pay. The administrative fees, like everything else, is going up too. Time is very valuable. The cost of the vehicle, you know better than I do. The chief had just brought up he's willing to go to 40 to 50. So I'm in agreement with that too. As long as our officers are protected too, like the lieutenant just said, and also the same aspect as our town is. When we were talking about that, I'm in total agreement with that to bring it right to the council. If the chief brings us his ideas and the council make that decision when we do have our council meeting. Thank you. Any questions for me on Public Works while I'm up here?
No.
No, do you agree with the...
Mr. Jaskowitz.
Do you agree with the sending that to TARP to look at having...
For the other town roads that you were talking about?
Right.
You know what? That's mainly up to you, and to also get the information from our lieutenant and our chief of police of what his ideas are on those roads, if we can actually man them. Or I understand what the lieutenant says. We cannot just, say that you're going to be part of the work crew on that. If that's more work for us, more work for our officers, we don't want to burden them on that either. We only have so much to go around.
I think the right of first refusal is the best way to go. That way we got it covered, and then,
Great.
Because everybody has to put in a safety plan, right? Yeah. All right. Thank you. I guess moving on to discussion of police new tasers for next year's budget.
I'm back.
Yeah. So I know we talked about this at the last budget. You told us it was coming, and now you need to take action on it. So
it would be a 5-year plan. We worked with Taser International. Our current tasers are being phased out. They're no longer under warranty. They're not providing service or parts for them. We've got several that are broken right now. So the two models that are available are the Taser 7 and the Taser 10. Taser 7's been out for a little bit. Taser 10's been out for a year. The smart money is to go with the Taser 10. Again, the tasers that we have now are 10 years old, a little over 10 years old. The Taser 10 is going to bring us where we need to be for at least the next 10 years, guaranteed to have service contracts, parts, everything that we're going to need. And after our 5-year commitment, it's going to be cheaper to operate these than if we went with the Taser 7. So when we had brought it to you originally, we were discussing the budget for 24-25, Taser is for us giving us a 5-year plan. So coming fiscal year 25-26, we pay $29,000. Fiscal year 26-27, $29,000, all the way to the 5-year. So basically, it's like we're on a lease program. We looked at doing it piecemeal after I spoke with you, and it was still going to be, for us to get 5 Tasers, it's still going to be $30,000 a year. Then we're going to have 2 different training venues, because only the people that are trained with the Taser 10 can carry it. The people that are not trained are still going to be doing this, so I'm going to be paying 16 hours of overtime to my Taser instructor rather than 8 hours of overtime to get the entire department where they need to be. So I think, and Taser said that if we agree to go to the Taser 10 and sign the contract, they'll accept payment next fiscal year for year 1, but they're going to do what they can to get us our Tasers as quickly as possible, send instructors down, because the first year they'll do the instruction. So we should be good to go.
What did you say that was a year for that contract?
It's 29,000. Yeah, 29,000 and change.
For 5 years?
For 5 years, yes, sir. So.
But it was a lot better, Taser, right? You were telling us the last time.
I'm sorry, sir?
The Taser was a lot better.
The new one, he carries one. You don't have it with you, do you?
No.
Basically, for the Tasers that we carry now, you draw, you shoot, and then if something happens, it's not effective, you have to remove the cartridge, take another cartridge, put it on. There's a whole, you know, training regiment that you have to go through to get it back up. The Taser 10 actually has 10 individual darts in it. So basically you can pull the trigger 10 times and there would be 10 probes that come out. So it's a considerably better. I sent you guys a PDF file of it that explained everything. But it's expensive. Well, they're all expensive, but it's a less lethal option that we need to have.
Let's talk about the when and how. So when do you want your police department to have these new tasers?
So if we're agreeing that we're going to get this in capital in next fiscal year, then I'm going to tell Taser now because they have their year end. They're trying to move these by the end of the year. They've agreed to, you know, wait until next July to take the first payment. So that's when we would start our first payment.
So you're looking to get into contract with them?
That's correct.
And does that go through the mayor's office?
It could. Not usually, no. The only thing I'm looking for, Chairman, is a commitment that the town is going to, you know, that we're going to move in this direction, and then I can tell Taser International.
Yeah, I think we can certainly say that and do that. We're just now starting to work on a budget, so definitely my is to put this on the capital, and then that way if any low-sup money comes up, we can try to use that. I think what I was thinking, I was just wondering if we could early up so we could get the tasers in earlier, you know.
Oh, they're like I said,
the kind of the thing I'm seeing, and I don't know if people in the audience realize, is that we have tasers that physically can't be repaired right now. So,
that's correct.
And the tasers are much, much, much more expensive than a pistol.
Almost 5 times more expensive.
And so, and there's probably a good reason why that is, because you just want to stop people, not hurt them, I guess. But right now we have aged out equipment that I just need to know from you. Do we need to take action on this now? Can you wait 8 months, 9 months?
Well, that's what I was, if you tell me tonight that this will be in capital and it's going to be approved on in capital, I will call Taser and they're going to send them out as soon as they can.
Really?
Yes.
That's like an IOU.
That is an IOU, 100%. But that's the lease plan that they're giving us.
We need to do something more than that. I mean, I like it, but, you know. But we probably need to talk about that. So we certainly agree that we would put this on capital.
Okay.
But we haven't. We're not there yet to put it on capital because we're still in the. So I think we need to talk about maybe coming up with some money up front, maybe the first payment, because I just don't know. Can we do that? Can we
do that?
What's that?
You can do that. You can create an expenditure during the year. You can create a line item.
Right, new line.
And move money from, contingency or fund balance.
Right, I think we need to do that, because I don't think we could technically do an IOU like that on hardware without a contract signed. You know what I mean?
Okay.
That's my only.
Well, I'm sure Taser would be happy to take the first payment early.
Well, I mean, you must have a good friendship with Taser. I don't know, because I tell you what, that's a lot of, you know.
We've used this company too since we started Taser. So
do you have a line item from this year that we might be able to draw from?
That amount, no. I can tell you, though, that Taser, during our meetings with them, they did indicate that they would be willing to alter the size of the first payment and then modify it over the remaining years, if that would help. So in other words, you know, just throwing out there, they might take $10,000 the first year,
right,
and then the remaining over. Okay.
Well, I'm not going to look over your budget, but just look over your budget and see if you got some money that maybe you could free up, and then we'll try to balance out that whatever that comes out to be from, you know what I mean?
I was going to suggest.
Yeah, I mean, if you don't have it, you don't have it. But I'm just asking because I don't know.
Review, absolutely.
Because you may have something in your maintenance.
It's It's
that would be much cleaner to do it from the department.
I know.
You know, let them spend it from the department, knowing that if they ran over in that department, you're prepared to cover it with contingency, especially something as little as
There's no doubt we'll run over if it's the 30, but let's, you know, we'll communicate with Taser to see what would be an acceptable first year payment and see if we can find that in our budget.
Well, if they're right. willing to work with Jennifer, that's a good idea.
We will put this on capital for sure. But we kind of almost have to, and so we're going to for another way. So I don't know what there's no vote here for this, but just other than we agree.
You know what we do to budget.
That's all I can.
It'll be in the record that we agree.
All right.
So,
Thank you very much, gentlemen.
And let us know, I guess, at the next finance meeting or whenever you get those numbers and we can work that out.
I'll send you an email. I'll let you know.
Because it'll be a lot cleaner, as our finance director said, if you can just take it out of your line item and go.
Okay.
Right? And then we can then do money later, I guess, if we need to.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay, approval of the motion to approve the finance committee meeting dates for 2025. Don't say anything yet. Not yet. I gotta read them off.
Date 1/28/2025.
Yep.
2/25/2025. 3/25/2025. 4/29/2025. 5/27/2025. 6/24/2025. 7/29/2025. 8/26/2025, 9/30/2025, 10/28/2025, 11/25/2025, 12/30/2025, all meetings starting at 6 p.m.
And we did that for Chief Blanchett because he wants us to meet at 6 o'clock. I just want to say to Patrick, or you look at these, are any of these dates not the last Tuesday of the month?
No, they are all the last Tuesday.
All right, so no holidays we need to indicate.
No holidays, no.
All right. So there we have it.
Yep.
We have a motion.
I've got to make a motion that we accept the dates I presented right
there. All right. I second that. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none. And thank you, Cindy and Patrick, for getting that together. Okay, motion to recommend moving $30,000 from general fund balance to cover legal fees. Do we have the line item for legal fees? Maybe I ask Patrick to give us the... Okay, so right now we're overspent, but we have obligations. That's why we're doing this, right?
Correct.
Right, so, and just let everybody know, there was several legal issues that were unexpected, and we also had a very robust union negotiations that drove this cost up. So I'll read this again so we can get it. Motion to recommend to the town council moving $30,000 from general fund balance to cover legal fee overages in line item 10340520046.
So move.
And this is to send us to town council. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
All right. So. Update from the finance director. I guess we could either hear from Patrick or Barbara, either one. So, Patrick, you got the floor?
I have that further than what I can
say. All right. Remarks from the public with the 3-minute limit. Remarks from the public with the 3-minute limit. All right. One more time, remarks from the public with the 3-minute limit. Marks from the councilors.
Just thank you, Patrick. Good to see you back. Good to see you back.
So
that's it.
And nothing from me tonight, everyone. Enjoy your Thanksgiving.
Yes.
And I'll be going out of town for about 2 weeks, so.
Oh, good. That means we'll have some turkey.
That's right. Right. Motion adjourned.